me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Thank you, sir. It's a real joy and an honor and a privilege to be here once again by way of radio to share the good news of the glorious gospel. The sound, the trumpet of God that God gave me to blow. Give me a trumpet to blow. The trumpet's an instrument of warning. If you know anything about history, if you know anything about the history also of the Bible, the men would stand on the wall and they would take that trumpet and they would warn the people within the confines of the castle or that building that the enemy was coming. They were watchmen on the wall. And that's what the Lord made me. I'm not much of anything, don't proclaim to be anything, and don't proclaim to be God's best preacher. Well, by far, I'm the least among the least, but I am what little I am only by the grace of God. But he gave me a trumpet to blow. He put a calling on my life to preach the gospel, to preach the word, to lift up my voice, to sound it like a trumpet, to show the people their transgressions and the sinners their ways. We're to warn the people to flee from the wrath to come. And furthermore, moreover, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, when you have a calling upon your life, the Bible talked about that if you do not warn the people to flee from the wrath to come, if you don't warn them of what God's word has to say, if you don't warn them about the devil that is on the loose, who is going after their soul and infiltrating their minds and in their lives, and just take it over. If you don't blow the trumpet and warn them, then the Bible says that God, whom he called us to preach, he's going to hold us accountable, and their blood, and the people's blood, is going to be on our hands. If we don't warn you, it's like we're partaker of your demise. And I don't want to be a partaker of the people's demise. I want to help win those that the Lord's put in my trust. Now, it's evident that not all are going to be saved. I would to God that all would be saved, and that's why Jesus come to die on the cross of Calvary for all. The Bible says that he died for all, and because all were sinners. And this is a whosoever gospel, whosoever will, can come and take the fountain of life freely. But you got to meet the Lord on his terms in order to have this free gift of eternal life, in order to drink this life, drink the water of living life, the well of living water, the bread of life. If you're going to be a partaker of that, you got to meet the Lord on his terms and bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit to him. Like the Apostle Paul says, bring that godly sorrow, that broke heart, and a contrite spirit for godly sorrow, worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of, but the song of the world worketh death. But the Lord, give me a trumpet to blow. He didn't give me a flute to blow. He don't want me making a little noise. And I'll make just a little noise if that's all that he gives. But he gave me a trumpet to blow. And sometimes these things are hard to hear as far as the calling out sin and the flesh. And the Bible says, man, they love darkness more than they love light, and they will not come to the light lest their evil deeds be reproved. And it's up to the preacher to sound the trumpet, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and sound doctrine. But people don't really want to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear the trumpet sound. They don't want to hear the resounding, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. When we preach a whole list of thou shalt nots in the Bible, they say to me today, well, you can't preach that. Just like they said to Jeremiah, just like they said to Ezekiel, just like they said to Paul and all the other preachers and prophets of the past, they say, you can't say those types of things. But the Bible says to say these things. The Bible says to lift up your voice and sound it like a trumpet to show the people their transgressions. And they'll tell me today, this old decayed culture, well, you can't say it's not right to be homosexual, People are born that way. No, they weren't born that way. The Bible says that God created them male and female, and he created the female to be the wife of the male, and the male to be the husband of the female. And it's not two men coming together. That's sin. A man, the Bible says, working that which is unseemly, acts of homosexuality, that's sin. That's an abomination in the sight of God. And woman, laying with woman, a lesbian, that's a sin. That's an abomination in the sight of the Lord thy God. For man to lay with man and woman to lay with woman. Man is to lay with woman in holy matrimony after they've been married. And that's God's perfect will, God's perfect plan. They come together and they can reproduce. But two men cannot reproduce. Two women cannot reproduce. And I know, unfortunately, this so fallen, decayed culture and our so-called man's law says it's okay for homosexuals to be married, and also okay for them to go adopt a little boy and a little girl and have their family that way. Two men adopting a little boy. Two men adopting a little girl. And what do you think that little boy and that little girl is going to see in that household, under that roof? They're going to see sin. And it's just a terrible, chaotic place. And we're living in a terrible, chaotic, fallen culture where sin has been legislated from our judicial laws. In our country today, in the United States of America, we're legislating sin on Capitol Hill, of which I call the Mud Hill. Now, I love America. America's still the greatest country on the face of the earth, but we've definitely got our problems, and we're not on the way in. We're on our way out, and I don't delight in saying that. I love my country. I served my country in the Marine Corps a little while, and I love this country, and I love the American people, and in fact, I love the people of the whole world. I would to God that everyone on every continent, with any kind of flag that waves over their country, I would to God that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, because Jesus is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And you can't get to the Heavenly Father but through him and through the blood of his cross. You can't be redeemed. You can't be clean. You can't be washed. You can't be reconciled until you come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. I don't care where you're from, what part of the world you're from. There's only one God. God says that he's the God that created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. And he is the gods before all the strange gods came through the imagination of man's mind and the works of man's hands. God was before all of that. And God sent his beloved Son to reconcile mankind back to God. In time in the past, God winked at people's ignorance. But now the Word of God has been made manifest. And God's way and his will and his word is on the earth. And we are without excuse. Scripture says, thou art inexcusable, O man. But thank God, the Lord Jesus come. Glory to his name. He, from the bonds of sin, he sets us free. And I want you to be made free today. I don't want you to die in your sins and go to hell. But there's so much confusion out there. And the reason why there's so much confusion out there is because there's no real preaching going on. I tell you, there's a lot of bumping of the gums. There's a lot of traditions of man. There's a lot of commandments of man. And it's always been that way. Even so, if you read here in the scriptures, I was reading a few moments ago in Matthew chapter number 15, it talked about these Pharisees. They came to Jesus while Jesus was on the earth. When God was reincarnated in human flesh, Jesus was born of a virgin. He, of course, Mary never had known a man, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed her womb. And 9 months later, the Son of God, the man-child, was born. The Son of God, the Son of Man, came into this world born perfect, and he lived perfect, but he was crucified. They hung him between heaven and earth, and he bled out, and he was crucified for our sins. No man took his life, but he laid down his life. He let them do that to him because he was offering up his body as a living sacrifice, shedding his untainted, perfect, holy blood the only cleansing agent on the earth that would cleanse us from our sins. We cannot provide that sacrifice. We could not have provided the blood. Our blood's tainted in the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and those types of things under the law. The Lord accepted that type of blood at the time, then presence, but it never could take away the guilt of sin, the conscience of sin, but it was a shadow and an image pointing toward what was to come. And Jesus was that one that should come, born of a virgin. The Bible says, as far as being coming in the volume of a book, a body has now prepared me, the Lord Jesus Christ, delighted to do the Father's will. And he let them hang him between heaven and earth, and he was crucified. But the Heavenly Father resurrected him from the dead because he's God's Son, and because he lived holy and harmless and undefiled. If Jesus would have done one thing wrong, if he had sinned, if he had violated one ounce of the law, then God would not have accepted the blood of his Son. Then that blood would have been tainted, but it wasn't. The Lord Jesus is pure, and he lived pure, and he died pure, even though he bore our sins in his own body. But those sins were our sins. There were none of his sins. But he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. And it's through the blood of his cross do we get to heaven. But they were so confused. And they've always been confused. And we have the same type of confusion today. And it ought not to be. But because we've got God's word, we are inexcusable. But read right here with me in Matthew chapter 15. It talked about, then came to Jesus the scribes and the Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, now notice what they were asking God in the flesh. They says, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Notice that. They're questioning God on the earth of why his disciples are transgressing the traditions of the elders. And Jesus came back with a resounding rebuke and says unto them, but he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? And God have mercy. Notice that. They were upholding the traditions of man and bypassing and throwing by the wayside the commandment of God. Even so, likewise today, these church members, these denominations, these churches that we have on every corner, are full of tradition of the denomination, whether you be Catholic or Methodist or Baptist or whatever it may be. It's not denomination that gets us to heaven. It's salvation through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sins. Now, I'm a Baptist preacher, and I go to a Baptist church, but I don't belong to the Baptist organization. Neither do I belong to any kind of other organization, the Methodist organization, the Catholic organization, the Pentecostal organization, but I belong, praise God, to an organism, the living body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ baptized me into this living organism, into his body, over 27 years ago. And I didn't follow the tradition of man. I followed the commandment of God in order to be made part of the body of Christ. And that commandment is, God has commanded all men everywhere upon the face of the earth to repent of their sins and come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. And then, pure before the law, you'll stand, because you'll have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in you, God in you, Christ in you, and the hope of glory. Let him change you today. But don't be caught up in the traditions of man like they were years ago when Jesus was talking to them. And that's what's going on today. Jesus says it doesn't condemn or it's not wrong to eat with unwashed hands, as they were saying. But what is wrong is what comes out of the heart. That's what defiles a man. It doesn't defile a man to eat with unwashed hands, but it does defile a man or a person when whatsoever is in the heart. That's what defiles a man. And whatsoever is in the heart, the Bible says, is what is evil, because evil thoughts and murders and adulterers and fornication and all these types of sins, they come out of the heart. So let the Lord save you and give you a brand new heart We're to be a pure heart because you'll be pure in God's eyes, and he'll take the stony heart out, put a brand new heart of flesh in, and breathe in his presence, and you'll never be the same. I see my time's already quickly come and gone today. I want you to call on the Lord and really get saved. Call on him with that broken heart, the contrite spirit, and he'll save you. You'll feel it, and you'll know it, and he'll transform you and change you. See my time gone. God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Give me the Bible, star of gladness.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.